This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick sitting in for John Hockenberry today, and we thank you so much for listening. The Christmas weekend was marred by storms throughout the southern and central states, with floods and tornadoes killing at least 40 people and hampering travel for millions. Nearly a dozen people were killed after a series of tornadoes swept through metropolitan areas of eastern Texas near Dallas. The largest tornado, according to the National Weather Service, was rated an EF4. It packed winds up to 200 miles an hour. That one hit Garland, Texas, and in nearby Rowlett, about 600 homes and businesses were leveled. Power was knocked out all over the region. Vehicles were tossed from highways, accounting for most of the deaths. Tornadoes aren't new to this part of the country, but they are rare at this time of year. This was the first December EF4 in 15 years in the United States, and adding to the calamitous events, a blizzard hit the western part of Texas last night. Eric Austin is a reporter for KERA Public Media in Dallas, and he joins me now. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Describe the scene in Dallas over the Christmas weekend. It was a very, very tough Christmas there.
It certainly was. Saturday night, several storm warnings, tornado warnings, and severe thunderstorm warnings were issued. Tornado sirens were going off throughout the evening Saturday, starting around dinner time over the next few hours. Just these waves of warnings and sirens going off constantly. I live in Dallas, and my wife and I have two young kids, and we got bicycle helmets on them and brought them into a bathroom, an interior room with no windows to ride out the storm. But we didn't experience any damage in our neighborhood. But to the east, Garland and Rowlett were the hardest hit areas. Neighborhoods just devastated, neighborhood after neighborhood, hundreds of homes. Some homes basically imploded. The roofs were ripped off and brick houses were just toppled, becoming a pile of bricks and two by fours pulverized by the storm, becoming toothpicks, trees uprooted, power lines down, trucks and cars flipped over. Certainly a major storm. And if you saw the images of the tornado on Saturday night, this was a huge, huge tornado, a wedge tornado, an ominous fat tornado. And it looked devastating by those images in social media and the television coverage, but you had to wait until Sunday morning with the rise of the sun to really understand the total devastation in those areas.
Tornadoes, as I mentioned, aren't rare in this part of the world. Were the warnings adequate? Were people able to get to safety?
People have been told that storms were coming, that we should be expecting storms. The National Weather Service and local television meteorologists had been issuing many alerts in the days leading up to Saturday. So people were aware that there was the potential for something to happen. The issue is you never quite know what's going to happen, where it's going to fall, how long it's going to last until it actually happens. So people were encouraged to stay home, to seek shelter, and a lot of folks did. Emergency officials are saying that it could have been much worse in terms of the death toll and the injury count, that folks who were inside their homes for the most part were able to survive. In Garland, however, where that EF4 tornado hit, 8 people died, but they all died in vehicle accidents, which is very noteworthy. A vehicle is the worst place you want to be when a tornado strikes, and these folks were apparently driving down one of two highways, and the tornado was so strong, or the winds from the storm were so strong, that they started pushing these cars around, some of them off an overpass onto the ground below, and there could have been some accidents as a result of that. They're still trying to piece together the details, but 8 of the 11 people died involving vehicle accidents in Garland. So a word of warning to folks, you know, here on down the road is to stay off the roads when major storms are coming through.
Eric Austin, northwest of you in Dallas is the Texas Panhandle, which has also experienced some terrible weather and a massive blizzard just north of there in Oklahoma, 9 inches of rain in one region of Oklahoma, a major disaster there as well.
Definitely. Amarillo, which is the big city in the Panhandle, is about 5 hours northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth, and areas in the Texas Panhandle have seen perhaps about a foot of snow so far, and traffic has been tied up. Interstate 40, which is a major thoroughfare between New Mexico going through Texas, the Texas Panhandle, and into Oklahoma, most of Interstate 40 has been shut down because of the intense weather. They're encouraging folks to stay off the highway, stay off the roads. A small part of it is open in Amarillo. There are reports of traffic tie-ups throughout the western part of the state as the blizzard moves through. Dallas-Fort Worth should see some of that as the day rolls along, but we're not expecting anything intense, perhaps a couple inches of snow to the west of Dallas-Fort Worth. But if the snow does fall, it should not stick, should not accumulate. And so we're not expecting any major weather hazards in the immediate Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And in the aftermath there in Dallas-Fort Worth and across Texas, the emergency response, how has it been?
I think people have been satisfied with the response so far. Local mayors have been offering frequent updates. Police and emergency responders got into these areas quickly on Saturday night. There were some looky-loos, some people who didn't live in the areas who were impeding traffic, but they were able to get around that pretty quickly. In the city of Garland, for example, they spent the day Sunday searching practically every affected home and car looking for any injured or survivors. The death toll, though, remains at 11. They didn't find any new deaths in Garland on Sunday. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, issued a state of disaster for four North Texas counties, promising the help of the Texas Department of Public Safety, as well as the Texas State and National Guard. Local emergency responders have been praised for constant communication among different agencies in different cities, helping each other out in the minutes after the storm hit. So I have not seen a lot of criticism about the emergency response.
11 people killed in the Dallas-Fort Worth area by tornadoes, and many, many more across other states due to severe weather, blizzards, rain, and storms. Eric Austin, reporter with KERA Public Media in Dallas, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.